Could you hold, please?
Sure.
At Hallandale Academy, our staff members are certified to provide excellent education programs through the youth...
Hello, hi, how may I help you?
Yeah, hi, is David?
Yes, who's calling?
Yeah, could you let him know it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff?
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Please remain on the line for more information. Se habla español. Hallandale Academy provides a number of wonderful activities for our children every month. We have everything from Bible study, prayer, family counseling, discipleship, worship, popcorn and movies, to puppet shows, visits from various characters such as Spider-Man, Superman, clowns, Mr. and Mrs. Claus, and many more. The meals here are catered through the Florida Department of Health and Child Nutrition Program. You can learn more about us and everything we have to offer at HallandaleAcademyABC.com. Please visit at your convenience. Se habla español.
Hallandale Academy.
Yeah, is David?
Speaking. Who's this?
Hey, Dave, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
From where?
The Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. How can I?
Yeah, you reached out last week to me, and I we spoke briefly about you getting you 50K.
I don't remember, but go ahead.
Well, I'm just circling back to see if you found a way you were going to get that money to fix up your location.
Oh, I am not really desperate for that, to be honest with you. I just looking around just to see where and what's the, opportunity is.
No, I
but
totally
I'm not,
understand.
I'm not like have to get anything, no.
Okay. Do you have any questions or a certain time frame of when you might be looking into that?
Well, if I did talk to you last week, I'm sure I tell you, send me a proposal as to what you're offering, and then I will look at it. If it makes sense, it makes sense. If it don't, it don't.
Okay. All right.
I got three proposals last week from three different people, and I called them. I told them, no, I'm not interested. It's too high.
What were the proposals?
One was for 50, which was 60 payback for 1 year. 12 months, and then one was for 30, for 34 payback in 8 months. And
okay.
Then the other one was 43, but I don't remember what payback on that one. That one was kind of weird, that other one.
Okay. So, did you like any of them, or?
Well, I don't want to spend too much of paybacks on money that I know, I'm going to pay back really quick, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And none of these things had any discount as to early payment back. Like, it's not like an early discount for paying back before time and so forth, but they didn't have anything like that. I just tell them, no, forget it.
Okay.
Because I know I don't keep it like a time that, I take it out for. And if I do, the reason why I take it out for a minimum of 12 months is because of, to give me extra time, just in case.
Yeah. Okay.
If you have something that you could send me, then I would look at it, but,
The thing is, I don't want to give you, I don't want to give you, a proposal, because all those proposals, they don't mean anything, right? They're just going to tell you, we can do this, we can try to do this, and then when they actually run your credit or whatever, then they'll give you a different approval. So there's a difference between a proposal and a approval. I mean, I can tell you whatever you want to hear, that I've seen this and this and this, but I don't want to pull your leg or waste your time. So I'm just, being upfront.
I send them bank statements. Send them 5 months bank statement.
Okay.
And that's what they came back with.
Okay. I mean,
they had something to go with. I mean, they didn't have,
They didn't, all right. They just weren't giving you something out of the air.
No. Exactly.
Okay.
So, I mean, and they told me if I'm ready to go with it, it will be, they're okay with that. You know, I just have to, you know, as a matter of fact, one of them sent me all the paperwork to sign, just to sign and collect the money, and I said no.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, I know I can beat anything you've gotten. So if you have something you like and you're looking to beat it, if you send that to me, what they proposed to you or what they're offering you, I can beat it. You know, you
why don't you send me what you have? Because they're telling me the same thing. If I give them your offer, they're saying the same thing. I don't want to give people's offer. I think you should be, like I tell the other guys, you know, they sell me, they call me back, as a matter of fact, up to Friday morning, telling me, well, you know, we can do better if you can show me somebody giving you better than that or the same rate, and we'll give you better the rate. I said, well, why do I have to show you everything? You should be coming to me and says, hey, this is what I want to do for you, straight out of the bat. I mean, I'm not going to go there and start, because to me, if you tell me, I'm just saying, if you say to me it's $5, and I said, okay, I'm happy with that. I'm just saying, right? Why would I go and give it to somebody and say, hey, you know, this guy gave me for $5, and then you can, and then another person can say, okay, I'm going to give it to you for $480 or $490 or $450 or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? I don't need I don't need to be shopping like that, doing people that type of, you know, shop. I don't do that type of thing. What I do is I give people the information you need. You give me what you have to offer to me based on what you're seeing me. I mean, you can tell that, you know, it's a stable business and it's been existing for a long time, since 1995. We have no discrepancy in our things. So, I mean, that alone should answer for itself.
Okay. Okay, well,
can you send me... And then you
can
tell me what you got to offer, and then I can look at it.
Yeah, let's do that. There's a short one-page app I need you basically to fill out and just sign a signature on it saying I can look at your stuff. And then the bank statements is all I would need.
Yeah, but I don't want you pulling my credit. What type of credit do you pull?
If you don't want us to pull your credit yet, then just send me the bank statements, so I'll take a look at those.
Because you pull hard credit, right?
It's a soft credit. We only pull from Experian.
But is it a soft or is it a...
It's a soft pull. I mean, we look at it, but we're not running it through all three, which most companies do. We only look at it through Experian, which is why it's a soft pull.
Okay. All right. So, I can have you look at it. It's not a problem. You know, as long as it's a soft pull.
Yeah, yeah. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't you, let me send it to, I still have your email, let me resend you the application, and then just fill that out real quick, give me your bank statements, and then I'll come back with you in about 24 hours with an offer.
Sure, no problem. Take your time, though. Like I said, I'm not in no rush, you know.
No rush.
Tell everybody the same thing. I don't want nobody rushing to come back here and give me figures, because I want you to do what
the best deal possible.
You can, if you understand.
Absolutely.
I don't want to be going back and forth with people. I don't do that.
I agree. I'll come at you with the best offer I can get you.
All right. So send me your information, and then let me give you my cell phone number.
Okay, go ahead.
954-401-3849. Yeah, don't put it on file. Just keep that just to contact me while we're discussing this right now.
You got it. I'll do that.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Sounds good. Appreciate your time.
No problem. Bye.
All right. Bye.